Fasano, Tamba, and Charles, they went through the walkthrough portion. They will not practice this afternoon. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Raiders. We understand the rivalry with the AFC West, and in particular these two teams. So the Raiders are playing good football. We respect that. We're going to get ourselves ready to play against a good football team. Time's yours.
Do you expect Charles to play on Sunday?
I think he'll be okay, but he's got to go through the treatment. We'll just see. They're all day-to-day, so. Yeah, can we take anything away from the first game? Yes. We've got to do a better job in some areas. I don't think either team has changed much from their schemes in 3 weeks. So, you know, there's things that you can take and we work through. Yeah.
What about getting back on the winning track? How do you do it? You've lost three in a row. How do you get back to winning?
Yeah, well... You come out and you do the fundamentals and practice and go through the process and each day here of getting yourself better. And then, you know, we've got to make sure we put the players in good positions. We got to eliminate some mistakes and play better.
Andy, I know you're asked most weeks about the no touchdowns from the receiver. How would you evaluate your receivers as a group?
Yeah, well, the touchdowns, that's a... other people are scoring them. So I think we're okay there. They're making plays. You saw, you know, I think Dwayne Bowes had a very good year. Even though he hasn't had a touchdown, he's had a very good year. So, those things will come. I'm not that worried about them. We've got touchdowns coming in other places. So.
You talked a lot about finishing at the very beginning of the
first
season.
Game against the Raiders, their ability to run the ball first with Murray, then in the fourth quarter with that long drive. Was that did you guys just lose the battle of the line of scrimmage, or was there some scheme or something that you can change?
There's always things you can work in. You're not going to give the team the same exact look. I mean, you got to mix things up. But then fundamentally, we got to do some things there too. So it's a combination of things. Go ahead.
You talk a lot about finishing at the very beginning of the season and how important that was to learn that skill. How important is it to focus on those things and talk to players about that now late in the year where it's really
important? Yeah, I mean, finishing is a big part of it. The players talk about it themselves. So we mention it as coaches. There's nobody that knows better than the coach and the player. I mean, we've got to do a better job, and we know that. And so that's where we're putting our effort.
What are your thoughts on Eric Berry now that the diagnosis has been made?
Yeah. We know he's going to attack this. He's got a great doctor. He's got a good relationship with the doctor, which I think is big. He has a lot of trust in him, and they've spent some hours together here over the last week or two here. So getting to know each other, and then he'll jump into his treatment. So one thing Eric is, he's physically fit. Listen, if you've got to have one of these things, this one, there's a high cure rate, so we know Eric is going to handle this thing the best way he possibly can, and Dr. Flowers will do the same thing, and they'll get after it. So.
Seems like the defense gets a lot of chances at takeaways, especially interceptions, but you don't get that many. Is there a reason why or anything you can do about that?
Yeah, we got to take advantage of those. We've had a few in our hands, and those sometimes you can press. You almost try too hard, and then you end up not making the play. So you got to relax and focus in on the ball, squeeze it. Make sure if there's a fumble that you got bodies around that, right? I mean, those are base fundamental things. And so we'll keep working that. Normally when you get one, then you get another one, and they kind of build on each other. But we got to get that first one and kind of get this thing started here.
Andy, if Jamal's not able to go, how do you feel about Nile?
Yeah, well, I'm comfortable with Nile. We feel very good about Nile. We've he's a good football player, so no reason not to.
What's been your assessment of Mike McGlynn's play in the last three games?
First of all, Mike's been banged up a little bit, so he's kind of fighting through all that stuff, and so he hasn't played as well as he wanted to play, and But he's a battler, and he gives you, you know, he gives you that attitude, and will fight and do all that stuff. So, but we just get, we got to get him healthy, you know, as much as you can be healthy this time of year.
Is Duvernay Tardif potentially an option?
Probably not. No, yeah, not right now. No. But you know, we've got other guys, so they can also work in there.
Why has Nile been so limited over the last four or so games?
Yeah, some of it is. The way the drives have gone, you know, we haven't really put together drives. That's something we need to do a better job at. And that's normally where, you know, where he gets, you know, he gets in and has his plays and he rolls there.
Your strength wins the run defense, some kind of
yeah.
No name running backs either. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't done very well there.
What are you attributing it to, and how is it being corrected?
Yeah, well. Some of it's scheme. We got to do a better job with some things there. Some of it is the fits that we're doing up front, and linebackers playing downhill football. So I mean, those, and then tackling. So I thought we did a little better job on the tackling part, but we got to take care of those seams. You know, it doesn't take much for an NFL running back to hit a seam. You got to narrow those things down and make sure that you can free up your hands to make the tackle.
Do